once again here at the 2014 World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm standing in the Latham Seed booth, and Corey Catt is here with me. First of all, Corey, tell me what you do for Latham Seed.
I work as a 4-H specialist for Latham High-Tech Seeds here, so I've been here for 3 or 4 years, so I've been in the industry my entire career pretty much, so in the seed industry. And I guess what I do is I select good varieties and make sure that we got the most high-powered corn silage and alfalfa varieties out there for livestock producers. We want to get the best bang for your buck, I guess. And then we look at new technologies, new innovations. So I guess our big goal is to help you create healthier meat, milk, and eggs for the livestock industry and then for the consumer also. But so we want to give you the tools and the techniques and the new innovations coming forward to help you do that and kind of empower you as a producer with these new things coming forward in addition to the existing things. So we kind of take the old, blend it with the new. And we also, probably the big things that I really like is looking at our soil. So I'm trying to reveal the true power in the soils and help restore and rebuild our soils so we can meet the genetic capacity that our plants have. So we got some incredible genetic capacity out there, and we just want to be able to meet that. And we have to do that through soil nutrition and in addition to some of these new genetics that we have coming out. So that's a little bit of what I do here at Latham.
Well, tell me a little bit more about these new innovations that you guys are getting out to growers across the country.
One of the big ones right now we look at, especially for dairy, is starch digestibility. And, a few years ago, the University of Wisconsin at Marshfield finished up a test that's able to give us an idea of how digestible the starch is, and it's called prolamine zein. So we look for hybrids that have really a low level of this prolamine zein, which means that the starch is very available and very digestible. So if we have a hybrid that has a very high prolamine zein level, and we want to be able to let you know that it has that in it so you can manage it differently. So hybrids that have that, we want you to ensile for a lot longer before you feed it, so you get more value from what you're actually growing. And I guess if you can paint this image in your mind of a manure truck going down the driveway and a milk truck going down the driveway, which one of them makes you more money? And it's usually the milk truck. So, and that's kind of what we want. We want to get more value for the cow. We want to get more of that starch digested in the cow and less going out into the manure. So so the milk truck's definitely the route we're trying to go. And that's why we want to provide you as a producer with more of this information so you can make better decisions as you put your crop plan together. So that's one of the bigger innovations that or advancements, I guess I would say, in the last few years that we've had. In addition to, we got some pretty high-powered products coming out that, in addition to starch digestibility, we're also looking at the nutritional density of the kernel. So we've got products that are have a lot more energy in it, a lot more essential amino acids, and we're better able to test today for those essential amino acids than we have been in the past, just because of scientific advancements is probably the best way to look at it. So so we can better tell you to some of these new varieties which ones are going to give you some more natural essential amino acids, a little bit more energy coming out of the added fat from the grain. And these are things that are in experimental stages, but that's things that we're working on. And it's just some of the advancements coming forward. I don't know. Probably there's a lot more. And then on the alfalfa front, we're looking definitely at some of these newer seed treatments like Stamina for dairy farmers and alfalfa producers that have wetter soils. We want to be able to give you an advantage in the field with this broad-spectrum antifungal. It just helps protect that seedling a lot better than our old seed treatments have in the past. In addition, we look at several other seed treatments, and one of them is optimized gold as well. So it's a growth promoter that helps get that plant out of the ground really fast. So we want to germinate strong, emerge fast, and then grow a lot stronger throughout the life cycle of that plant. And so that's what we equip our alfalfas with. We want to make sure that we set them up for success. It's such a small seed, and it's going into such a tenuous, a tough environment. We just want to arm it for battle, if you want to think of it like that, and give it every chance it's got to grow. So And at the end of the day, when you leave the field, we want you to have the feeling, the producer, to have the feeling of confidence, knowing that you've done your absolute very best that you could possibly have done. And, you know, you want to, you know, put the drill or the corn planter in the shed and have that feeling of confidence. And when you're using our technologies and our products and our expertise from our seed-to-soil system, which is our precision system of soil, to our, you know, good product management, and we want you to have that feeling of confidence, and you'll have that with Latham High-Tech Seeds. So,
well, a lot of information you shared. Let's talk briefly about the World Dairy Expo and your booth here today. I know we've only the second day, but what has been some feedback, and what are some questions that as growers and producers walk through the facility here that they're wanting to ask you to get a little bit more information about?
Well, you know, one thing that I've noticed here is really interesting is the temperature of farmers is really good right now because the milk price is fairly stable. And we've coming off, you know, in the Midwest especially, we're coming off a really tough couple of years where we had a drought and we've had some molds and mycotoxins and corn silage, and guys are dealing with some of those issues. Also, in the last couple of years, you know, their inventories for feed have gotten, you know, depleted. But right now, we had a pretty decent summer, so, you know, milk prices have been good, and they've been able to restore some of the inventories with some really good feed from the last season here. So, you know, so that, you know, we're seeing a lot more smiles this year at the World Dairy Expo on some of these growers, especially the local ones that have come in. So, I guess that's kind of one of the things that I've noticed anyway. So, and then, of course, the new barns that have gone up, you know, are pretty fascinating for a lot of people to come in and take a look at something new and fresh here at the World Dairy Expo. And then, you know, guys are just, they're excited to get new ideas. It's kind of a way, it's coming to the water and refreshing themselves, getting new ideas to go back home with. To help them maybe advance a little more in a different management way or however it might be. But, you know, their genetics on their dairy farm have a lot of capacity for milk, and we certainly want to help them with our high-power genetics for corn silage and alfalfa varieties and kind of merge them together to get a nice mutually beneficial, I guess, program for their operations, I guess. So I don't know if that answered what you're looking for.
Absolutely. Just kind of getting the feel from producers that have attended here. Anything else you'd like to share about Latham Seed?
We're a family-owned company, and I guess that it's kind of nice to work for a family company, and, you know, we got families that have come through here, and it's just, it's a nice feel, you know. I'd say we're able to visit with them a little bit, and there's something that's kind of special about being independent. And independent options is really important nowadays. You know, we have the ability to get genetics from several different areas, and that gives us a true genetic diversity, and that gives us a better idea when we're placing varieties on your farm, you know, what's different than the other genetics, so we can get that true genetic diversity that, you know, we always talk about, but we can really give it, I guess, a better perspective, you know, knowing that this genetic is coming from a different area and this one's coming from a different area. And the combination of them is a winning portfolio of hybrids for your farm and your farming operation. So that's one thing. Independent options is a kind of a tagline we have at Latham High-Tech Seeds here. So, and that's kind of, I guess the one more thing maybe you're looking for here about Latham Seeds. So, and they're just a nice company to work with. Honestly, they are. They're very classy, and it's a classy organization. So,
thanks, Corey. Once again, talking with Corey Catt here at the World Dairy Expo in the Latham Seed booth. I'm Jamie Johansson.